Confessions of a Trainwreck. 30, flirty, and surviving.
It's easy to speak out about the way I live, but it's a 24-carat dream. No supermodel in my dirty jeans, but in my 24-inch heels.
Hello guys, happy Thursday and welcome to your weekly bonus episode of what I truly hope is your favorite podcast, Confessions of a Trainwreck. Now, this week I'm going to be doing this episode a little bit differently because there's something that's happened to me this week which has absolutely rocked me. And unfortunately, I know there are so many other people who are currently going through this as well. So firstly, if you are one of those people, I am really sorry. And secondly, I feel you. And let me just start by saying the reason I know there's so many people going through this is because I have done a 3-part TikTok video series about this exact topic this week, and all of them have gone viral, like hundreds and hundreds of comments. And I just can't believe that we are in this situation. So without further ado, let's talk about something I never thought I would talk about on this podcast. And that, my friends, is the Australian rental crisis. Now, I've always been of the belief that I would be renting forever because personally for me, and I know this might be a bit of a controversial opinion, but the thought of owning a home or a property really has zero appeal to me. Like, it's never something that I have foreseen myself with in the future. It's never something I've been set or focused on. Not to say that won't change in the future, but just, you know, for where I'm at now, for where I've been, it's not something that I've ever really prioritized as an important part of my life. But things have taken a turn in a way that I truly did not think they would, and that is the cost of rent right now. So for those of you who might not have been here for all that long, basically I've lived in my current apartment with my boyfriend Damon for 3 years now. And in that time, we have been the loveliest tenants. We continued to pay rent at full price right through COVID, even when I was only surviving on JobKeeper. We keep the house super tidy. We're very respectful, you know, the whole nine yards. So in the 3 years we've been here, we've had 2 new leases to sign, and we were very lucky in that period to never have a rental increase. So we are paying... well, we were paying, sorry, $570 a week for this apartment, which is a very old apartment, mind you, and we only have one car park. So we spent an extra $70 a week renting another car park. So essentially it's like, oh my God, I can't even do that quick math, but is it like $620, $630? I don't know. I'm just going to gloss over that because I'm embarrassed that I don't know that quick maths. But we got a new lease. I think they sent it to us on Christmas Eve from our building manager, that said, we would love to offer you another 12-month lease. There will be a $20 per week rental increase, which was completely, completely fine. $20 a week, I would pay without a blink. I was expecting an increase of sorts anyway, because I know that's the way the market has gone at the minute. But because that email came through to me, like, I think, as I said, I'm pretty sure it was Christmas Eve. So it was all, you know, wrapped up in the holidays, and I was away at Lauren's wedding, and I don't believe there was a date that you had to sign that lease by, or that I saw anywhere on that original email. So I kind of let it slip and slide. Then, in a very strange turn of events, the people who've been managing our building for 10 years left effective immediately. And one day out of the blue, we received an email from the new building managers introducing themselves, saying that they were the new property managers of this building. Totally fine. The last ones, honestly, I think were not incredible in terms of much, but they were fair. So these new building managers then sent myself and Damon an email saying that we were incurring a $200 per week rental increase, which I had no words for. And as you know, I'm a woman of many words, but for this, I had none. I was outraged. I was so angry that I couldn't even talk to Damon about it, because it was also the same week that I was doing my Reformer Pilates course. Like, there was just a lot of stuff going on, and I just honestly did not have time for some kind of battle and debate with them and the RTA. Anyway, I ended up calling the RTA. Firstly, I posted about it on TikTok, and I got so many comments from people who were saying things that were just so ridiculous that that incurred a $350 a week increase. Someone even said they got a $500 per week increase. And personally, if that was me, I would move. I would move 100 times sooner than paying $500 extra dollars, particularly for an apartment that's as old and dingy as this one. But also, I have a lot of travel coming up, and when our lease is up, it's just not conducive at all to moving. Plus, moving's expensive. Anyway, so what I did was I called the RTA, and the RTA basically said that the new property managers can put the rent up to whatever they want. And the only thing I could really do was negotiate with them until we kind of met in the middle and found an agreement that we were both comfortable with, which I knew was never going to be what I was truly comfortable with. But after a week, I think it was, of back and forth emails, I managed to negotiate them down to a $70 a week increase, which is fine. And I'm, you know, kind of happy with in hindsight, but I just think it's really unfair that, I mean, I'm in a very fortunate position that myself and Damon can afford the rental increase, but I can't even imagine what it would be like if you were a single parent, or if you were living by yourself, or you were, you know, a single income family, or maybe one of your, you know, maybe the mum or the dad was on paternity leave or something. There are so many situations right now that just seem so brutally unfair. So I just, you know, I want to empower everyone to know your rights as a renter. Here I am getting all Elle Woods on you, but I just really want you to know that you do have rights and you don't have to just agree to what a tenant sends to you. Sorry, not a tenant, a building manager or a landlord or whatever. You do have rights. The RTA was very, very helpful, as is everybody on TikTok. Like, there are obviously a few bad eggs. I did get a lot of hate for that too, mostly for the fact that I was wearing makeup. Anyway, long story short, call the RTA if you're having problems. But I just can't believe that a $200 per week increase just seemed so normal to them. Anyway, lucky I managed to strike a bargain, and I'm now able to stay in my apartment for one more year before I'll probably have to live in a house, because Damon wants to live in a house and I don't. Anyway, that is a story for another day, but I just wanted to give you a little update on a little bit of a train wreck situation that I myself was living through this week. And again, just to empower you that if you are in a shitty situation like that, DM me, call the RTA, post it on TikTok, do whatever you have to do to be okay. Okay? Yeah. With that said, I actually have a really, really exciting, well, I don't know if exciting is the right word, but I'm excited about the episode coming out next week about egg freezing, which is something that has been a very highly requested topic, especially in lieu of all the episodes I've done in the last kind of 12 months around whether or not you want children. So please remember to subscribe if you haven't already, rate the podcast 5 stars, and guys, write me a review. That really helps me out as a creator. And if you want to give me a little something to thank me for giving you the content, then give me a review.